follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running. Here we go. It is Follow the Money. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network from the Circa Resort and Casino Thursdays. Man, it is my friend today. It's all of our, right? We love Thursdays so much on this show. In 45 minutes, we have Nigel Seeley, his best soccer bets for the weekend. Our good pal from over in London. He's dynamite on the sport of soccer. Paul Stone in an hour on college football. We'll talk to him at that point for his three best bets that are on the board this morning. And Paulie, we do have an important game tonight in the National Football League and some big news that came out yesterday. There is no Baker Mayfield for this game. It is going to be Case Keenum at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, and the number is now all the way down to Cleveland minus two at home, and it was sitting around six on the opener, and certainly the look ahead last week. Total is 41 now in this game tonight. A lot of players are out. A lot of players are banged up. Intriguing game.
Uh-huh. And as you know, I was once the president of the Case Keenum fan club. I like his prop over 221.
What happened?
He hasn't played. I mean, he is 7-17. Since he went to the NFC title game with the Vikings and they got run out by the Eagles. He had a great season that year. 6-10 in Denver the last time we saw him, and he hasn't played since 2019. But he's up against it because he doesn't have Chubb, he doesn't have Hunt, and he might be out with both tackles. Both tackles could be out too.
Sure.
So can they protect him? And I know Von Miller is salivating. And they asked him about, you know, who could he go against? He doesn't care. He was on a Browns offensive line. He's coming after him. But with a banged up Mayfield, what's the drop-off? I don't think there's a big drop-off because the guy was playing hurt. So I think I like him over 221. And the other thing is, what has happened to this Denver defense, at least passing defense? So everything was right about Fugazi and a fraud, and you went 3-0, but you didn't play anybody. Now you've lost three in a row. But last week, alarming, what happened against the Raiders. You have all that turmoil and disarray and the distraction, and they still come in and thump you on the road. They allowed seven passing plays over 25 yards. That's the most since 1991 in a game.
And the Raiders knew that, by the way. Uh-huh. I said that on Monday. I'm like, they saw this right away in the game. Like, we're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And they never adjusted one time during the game. Here's where I think I'd like to sit here and tell you that the Browns offense is going to be okay because Keenum and Stefanski, they have this connection. In fact, it goes back to that 2017 team that made it to the NFC title game. Keenum was the quarterback for the Vikings, and Stefanski was an offensive coach on the team under Mike Zimmer at the time. But the injuries across the board offensively, like you talked about, the two tackles, we don't know if they're going to play at this point. Mm-hmm. The running backs, no Chubb, no Hunt. I think they're going to be okay with D'Ernest Johnson, but who knows with the offensive line. And then all of the injuries, too, at wide receiver. I guess Beckham going to be a full go. Landry, what do they do with him? Does he even play in the game tonight?
Peoples-Jones was great.
Well, yeah, but you wipe away the Hail Mary.
Well, it's still had good numbers, right? That's something that maybe they can exploit, too. Where he's got a bunch of options and guys to throw to. The other thing, and Lombardi made a good point Monday, where are you at with Baker Mayfield when he's healthy? I mean, you want to give him $40 million a year? In any event, it appears they have their guy for the future. But Case Keenum is the 31st different starting quarterback for the Browns since 1999. The other thing I cannot believe, this might go back to Elway. Denver's won 12 of the last 13 head-to-head here. 12 of the last 13 meetings.
That has to go back a long time.
Yeah.
They don't play every single year.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right. And the other thing is we love Teddy Two Gloves. Now, he's banged up. He's got the quad injury now. He's supposed to play, but that'd be a big blow. And it was ugly in the first half. His numbers look good when you looked at the box score that he put up big numbers, but it was a rough start for Teddy. And you want Teddy when you're getting points, not when you're late. You don't want to lay with Teddy. But the other thing is, going back since they hired Fangio, atrocious on third down. Atrocious. The worst in the league under Fangio since 2019, and they are 29% on third down this year. Worst in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it comes down to what can they do on first and second down here? Because if it's not third and manageable, you know they're not going to pick it up, and they're going to have to punt. And I don't know what to do with some of these props. You know, I'm looking for no score first 5.5 minutes. I don't think it's going to be available. They might have to change that. But Keenum is 221. Teddy is 231.
Mm-hmm.
Scoreless quarter plus 260. And then, of course, you have the first, last, and anytime touchdowns as well, which we love. And the same game parlays are taken off. But other than that, it's hard to find a lot of juicy props here in this one.
I will run down some nuggets here on players that we're going to be watching at skilled spots tonight. But Kenny White, who comes on our show on Mondays, tweeted out that his numbers indicate that the drop-off from Mayfield to Keenum is worth 4 points. I would say a completely healthy Mayfield to Case Keenum. There is certainly some sort of a drop-off. But this current version of Mayfield to Keenum, I think 4 points sounds pretty aggressive to me. You mentioned Bridgewater, 231.5, 1.5 touchdowns. The over there is plus 125. He was responsible for 4 turnovers a week ago. He did have the 3 touchdowns. Now, here's the deal. The Browns defense, they have been eviscerated the last 2 weeks by really good quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. Before that, now, Kirk Cousins is having a hell of a year. But Cousins, against the Bears and also the Texans, they allowed only 166 yards and 1 touchdown per game. So the last 2 weeks, it hasn't been good, but before that, it was really solid. Javonte Williams tonight, the running back for the Broncos. I've been saying this now for a couple of weeks. Like, he's going to, at some point, maybe Fangio just doesn't see it in the off. Gordon's also banged up. He has a questionable designation for the game tonight. Javonte Williams, he has 3 carries for at least 30 yards this year, most on the team. He clearly has more explosiveness. He needs to be the guy moving forward, but they keep splitting carries. Cleveland is allowing the 8th fewest rushing yards and 3rd fewest yards per backs on the season. Williams hasn't seen more than 14 carries. Here's where he's going to be in trouble. Only one back with fewer than 14 carries has topped 35 yards against Cleveland this year. His prop is 46.5 yards. He's plus 230 to score an anytime touchdown. Although I love him long-term, short-term tonight, yeah, maybe not so much. Now look at the numbers here on Ernest Johnson. He's plus 130 at Bet Rivers to score. Anytime. Plus 130.
Yeah.
He's plus 650 for the first touchdown. His yards prop tonight is 59.5. Pro Football Focus has Cleveland's offensive line, the 3rd highest graded line in the entire league, but you mentioned the 2 tackles that could be out. Denver is allowing the 4th fewest yards per carry and 8th fewest yards per rush per game to opposing backs. So that might be a struggle as well. Here's the one that I like, because Jerry Judy's not going to be coming back yet for the Broncos. Cleveland secondary, like I talked about, they've been burned in the last 2 weeks. They have allowed the 2nd most receiving touchdowns, 9 in football so far this year, 6 the last 2 weeks. Tim Patrick has scored in exactly 50% of his games that he's played. He has gotten at least 6 targets from Bridgewater in 3 straight games. Greg Newsome is going to be the guy that's going to be covering him tonight. And a passer rating, he actually allows a passer rating of 124 so far. So that's going to be scary for him. Patrick's yards prop is 44.5. I like plus 265 Patrick anytime touchdown scorer tonight.
All right, good. Good luck with that. The other one, the loser, not breaking news here, the loser's in trouble.
Yeah.
But the Browns specifically could be in trouble. Denver, you didn't have much expectations, although when you started 3-0. But Cleveland is now 6-1 to win the division. They're minus 180, $2, depends where you shop, to make the playoffs. Denver's plus 230 to make the playoffs. If the Browns lose this game tonight, they fall to 3-4. You then have Pittsburgh coming up, and you still have all these injuries, which is no gimme. You don't have your bye until week 13. So then you go Denver and Pittsburgh at home back-to-back, followed by 3 of the next 4 on the road. You close with Baltimore, Vegas, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. You could miss the playoffs here. Mm-hmm. It's a huge game for them.
I can't believe they're that high right now to actually still make it. $1.82 range. But the problem is trying to find the teams fighting for that 7th playoff spot. Like, which teams are going to be 7, 8, 9? How many teams are going to come out of the West? Will the Colts be a playoff team? That kind of a thing. One more on Noah Fant. He's been really, really good. Had a huge week last week.
I like him 11-1.
To score the first touchdown?
Yeah.
Battling a foot injury this week, but he's going to be good to go. Mm-hmm. Here's the good part about this, Paul. He is tied for the most red zone targets on the entire team.
Beautiful.
You have to like that as a sign, right? And Bridgewater loves going to this guy. Browns are pretty good against tight ends, the only thing, but I think Bridgewater's going to try to target him. But again, like you said, Bridgewater's banged up too. There are so many injuries in this game.
If you don't have, I mean, he can't move, Keenum. If you don't have these 2 tackles, and you don't really have that 1-2 punch, or any of these guys with the running attack, and then you're forced to throw, oh my God.
Yeah.
And plus, Denver was embarrassed Sunday. It was embarrassing what happened defensively. So I
could not believe what I was watching.
Yeah. Right. I couldn't believe it.
It was that bad.
Right down the field to start. And that set the whole tone, what the Raiders did offensively. So I would take the points. I think the Broncos win.
Yeah. Take the two on the money line. At 41's that total.
That's it. I can't even look forward to this baseball game tonight. I got to watch the football. I cannot believe this. I don't know if the Dodgers as our producer Dustin said, there was no letup. Every game was so important during the regular season because the Giants won 107. Then you had the Cardinals in the wild card game and then the epic series against the Giants. Right church, wrong pew. That's why I like the Brewers to come out of the National League, because I thought the Dodgers and Giants would play this epic series and then Milwaukee would coast. And then that's exactly what happened with Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dodgers have nothing here in this series.
Well, offensively, it's been terrible. Actually, you know what, Paul?
The first five guys in the lineup didn't get a hit last night.
The series should be over with.
Yeah, yes, it should.
They're fortunate to actually, you know, sit here down 3-1 still with one more game to be played. Offense has been terrible. And again, the way they managed Urias, I had my questions yesterday on the show about this quite a bit. That was a huge number for the Braves. I did not bet the game, but I have the Braves on future tickets. So to meet the Red Sox in the World Series, the first hour of the Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. We'll recap the betting action from last night. Line moves, bad beats, and win some, lose some. And reports of this potential blockbuster trade are all over the map. But the rumor of a third team is the most intriguing.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Here we go. Duvall hit a home run and the Braves win plus 850. Rosario, 10-1. He hit two. Freeman, 9-1. Home run derby at Dodger Stadium. And in the American League game, Alvarez to go deep and the Astros win, plus 750. Why did they pitch to him with the first base open? What was that?
Great question.
He goes deep, hits one off the wall, second and third, 1-0, one out. Yeah, let's throw it. Look what could go wrong here.
Yep.
That was stupid. And the Schwarber error was Little League. That's ridiculous. Catch the ball. Braves to score first and win, plus 285. Plenty of videos as always. Eclectic mix. And it's a great job by the staff today. This is going to be a lot of fun. Subscribe, VSiN.com for our radio and podcast people as always. Get up. Look at the donut challenge here with the dog. This is awesome. All right, he's got it all laying down. We got the challenge, okay? I'm going to go first. You go. He just inhales it. Oh, doesn't stand a chance. Well, he's got the little donut. He's putting it down. And then he goes number two. Donut. And then there's the hat trick. And I got that. I'm going to take some of yours, right? Look at that. It's like Blue, the French Bulldog. What are you feeding this
creature? At least five that he whacks down, huh?
Yeah. Jesus. Put down five. It's a donut. Yeah.
And the other guy has to take care of like one bite.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to put down a donut like that.
Brad, no kidding.
But the dog, big fella, he has no problem putting that thing down. This is disturbing video. You hate to see this. It's a bodily function. What are you going to do? But if you want to crank it up. Cat not happy with what he heard. Oh, no! Hits him two times in the head. The dog wakes up. What happened? Goes back to sleep. A little accident.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, he was sleeping with the cat? Yeah, why would you do that? Look at the cat's face. Oh,
Jesus.
He punches him twice in the head. Anger issues. That's terrible. God, don't trust cats. Exhibit A right there. Look at this at the Suncoast. This is in Summerlin, a suburb of Las Vegas. That's $10,000. That's four aces and a kicker on $5 denomination. He holds the ace. Here comes ace, three, ace, ace. That is sexy. And that's $10,000. Held one. One he held.
Isn't that funny how often that happens?
Doesn't happen to me.
Just have to I'm saying like how many times we see this on Twitter
that
and whatever.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Lose some, Coastal Carolina. There you go. Plus one. Went off a 5-point favorite. They got beat. It's 14-0 early. App State scores. They go surprise onside. And they get it. And then it was close in the second half. They get the late field goal. And App State, only the second time ever they beat a ranked team. Damn, that was tough.
I did not hear one person make the case for App State yesterday.
Good call. Yep. Wizards-Raptors over 219 up to 223.5. Not even close. Like this Wizards team a lot. Like the acquisition. Some of the moves they made in the offseason. They took out Toronto, no problem. A couple lose some here. Another video. Good one with the dogs. This is tough. Well, it's unfortunate to watch with the dogs. But the fence here, I mean, the one guy going through, super slow-mo. You see the hole in the fence. The one guy has it, no problem. The other guy, oh, no. Runs right into it.
Yeah. Just a bit outside.
Yeah, that's terrible. And here we go again with this horrible behavior on airplanes. This is, I don't know what to do. It's just, we're living in a society, right? Look what this girl did on the flight with the hair. Puts the long hair, wraps it over the other person's. That's what the person has to look at the whole flight and deal with. That. Look at it, so long, it's on his knee. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened,
you know, we're living the in
huge
a society.
Video. Right, where the girl was put gum in her hair.
That's what happened, yeah.
Yeah, she goes, well, okay, you're going to do this, I'm going to put gum in your hair.
I mean, like, what is the play, though, right there? What do you actually do? Because if you ask the person,
yeah, I'd like
can you
to have
please
scissors,
right? Well, that would be that's the ultimate move is yeah, to cut it off. But then you're probably going to go to jail, whatever. So you got to be careful. Like if you ask this human being,
oh,
to put the hair back on their side of the seat, they're going to reject it. They're going to say no chance. This is comfortable for me. So oh, you have to just, you can't even waste your time asking the person. You have to go right to a flight attendant and say, look at this. You got to do something about this.
That's right. I can't believe it. Bad for the books. Hornets -2 went off a 2-point choice and it fell 1. Oh, boy. And it cost our buddy here a parlay.
Oh, by the way, they were...
Because he had the Pacers laying 1.
Yeah. And they were down huge in that game in the first half.
Yes. That's a bad beat. Yep. They were down 16 at halftime. 76ers, Pelicans under. 227 down to 224. Pacers money line, tough beat, led by 16 at the half. They blow it. Astros, Red Sox under 9.5 again. 1-0 in the sixth. Then the Astros get 2 in the ninth with 2 outs. 9-1. There you go. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. You can claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. And oh, mercy, people are fired up and everyone has an opinion on In-N-Out Burger. That really took off yesterday.
Yeah, it really did.
That was something.
First of all, I had no idea that they offered Chili's. Did you see that? The guy was saying, here's your order with the fries.
They look good.
You get the cheese fries and you have the Chili's on top. I had no idea. Now, how about the news yesterday in the NFL that came out as well? The reports, the rumors. Now, John McClain is as connected as anybody, I think, with probably any individual team in football. So he's been covering Houston sports for, you know, 40-plus years. And he had a story yesterday that Watson is going to be on the move potentially this week now to Miami. That was his story. Like, okay, here we go again, one more time with Watson.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Charles Robinson was mocked from Yahoo when he had this in August. Miami's the front runner to get Watson. People laughed at him. 3 weeks ago, Jay Glazer had it and said, keep an eye on this. It could go down soon. And now McClain has it that the deal could be happening this week.
Mm-hmm.
But it appears the holdup is, who wants Tua? Houston doesn't want him. And then there's reports all over the place. Does Washington want him?
Right. And by the way, it's not only Washington. Other reports were saying Denver could be involved.
I don't get that at all.
So then you had all of this happening yesterday, right?
Yeah,
with the Watson potentially to Miami, and then what's going to be the return? Is it still going to be 3 first-round picks beyond that? Other people then who cover the Texans say, hold on a second here. I'm hearing this is not going to happen. I'm hearing there's a third team potentially in Washington. Another person said, I'm hearing it could be Denver. And then other people are saying, hold on a second here. No, none of this is actually happening. I want to believe something's going to happen.
No, I agree with McClain. Because November 2nd is the deadline.
Yeah, sure.
I think Watson will be in Miami.
But here's the thing. Even if they make the trade, this is still a big-time gamble for the Dolphins, right? Because we don't know what can happen with Watson this year. And oh, by the way, this took place back in March. We're now sitting on the precipice of November, and we have no resolution to this? Like, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I know how the legal system works. But don't we usually have an idea of whether or not the guy's going to be suspended or can't play or, you know, a team cannot... Whatever, I don't know.
Didn't the Roethlisberger,
it's a long time.
I thought the Roethlisberger thing happened in Reno in the summer, in summertime, and then he was...
Yeah.
And Roethlisberger wasn't even... I don't think Roethlisberger was charged, was he? And he still got 6 games or whatever it was. And I think he appealed and got it knocked down to 4.
Yeah.
I can't recall.
But look at all these tweets that were rotating here on the screen from different reporters in different cities.
Yeah.
Lance Zierlein saying, I have a feeling Denver is going to have a new quarterback in the mail sometime soon. Cody Davis, in regards to this the Texans closing in on a deal. I'm hearing that it could be a third team with Tua in Washington. I do like the idea of Tua going to Denver. You said you don't know how that's going
to
happen.
Don't they want Rodgers? Aren't they going to try to get someone else after this year?
Maybe they give up on that idea.
I
would say short term, he's not much of an upgrade over Teddy Bridgewater, but long term, I think he is.
I wouldn't want him. Washington's intriguing. If Washington,
you would not want him?
So we're giving up on this guy already?
on Bridgewater?
No. Tua.
Oh, if you're Miami.
If we can get Watson,
yeah.
I guess. But
yeah, sure.
As far as the others, but Houston doesn't even want him. Think about that. Houston has no interest in Tua.
And
what happens?
That's surprising.
I want to also know what the deal is. How much have they changed their original offer of 3 1s and 3 2s?
Sure.
What that's looked like now. At least they you can't ask for that after what happened in March. So, yeah, you're right. This is wild. But I think it's going to get done. I don't know where Tua winds up. I would say Washington. But that's, imagine that. Fitzpatrick comes back, goes, I got to deal with this guy again.
Well, yeah, no kidding. But Tua on Washington, I think, would look pretty good. Right? They have some weapons to work with. Tua on Denver, I think, is like in the next year or two would be a really, because I think Denver is just, you know, a quarterback away. And Bridgewater's not the worst guy on the planet, obviously, but they have so many weapons up in Denver. If a guy can just get him the ball, I would like that spot. But again, if Miami would get, they will get absolutely destroyed if they allow, if they give up 3 first round picks to Deshaun Watson for this guy.
And the suspension coming.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the seasons, you're writing off the season this year anyways. I mean, everything's about the futures.
It is.
Moving forward, too. I mean, you're one in five. You're missing the playoffs, whatever.
How about the idea that if you go back, what is it now, 18 months? He could add Herbert.
Well, there you go.
Herbert was on the board,
guys.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And that's also why coaching matters. Well, more on that coming up with a college football game tonight. But that's why coaching matters. One guy had Saban. The other guy had Cristobal and Arroyo. That's people, you have to evaluate that when taken, guys.
Yep. Bet Rivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. They have you covered for the NFL season. They're offering same-game parlays in all pro football matchups. They're bringing back their reduced-to-juice promos on game days in this NFL season. They have a $1 million Beat the Spread Challenge with thousands of dollars given away each and every single week. Pro football betting is more rewarding at Bet Rivers. Go to the app or the website at BetRivers.com. It's valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's also available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey. We will hit tonight's games coming up next. I'm not joking. He told reporters this game is circled on his calendar and stated, I want to win this game better than I want to win any other game this year. End of quote. We'll tell you the who and the why coming up next.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Three good games tonight in the association. The season's tipped off, but still time to grab your copy of the VSEN NBA betting guide. Strategies, predictions, best bets. Stay ahead of the odds makers. You have predictions for win totals, teams to make the playoffs, player awards as well. It's only $9.99. VSEN.com/subscribe. Get your NBA betting guide, $9.99. VSEN.com/subscribe. Get up there.
Money coming in on the Bucks tonight. They are now up to 2.5. It was 1.5 yesterday as they play at the Heat. The total is 224. P.J. Tucker won the championship with the Bucks last year. He was a starting member of that championship team. Didn't score often at all, but he played defense, got some rebounds, that kind of a thing. He wanted to be back in Milwaukee.
Well, it was bad, though. You were playing 4-on-5 offensively.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah,
yes.
He was going to give you nothing offensively.
Yeah.
And he wanted to come back. But they did not bring him back. And so, obviously, with this game being the first one on the schedule this year, he was asked about that. And I don't know, he's bitter because he actually did tell reporters that he circled this game. That's game one for him. But he circled this game on his calendar. And the quote is, I want to win this game better than I want to win any other game. Yes, I'd be lying if I told you I didn't. End of quote, P.J. Tucker. So it's the P.J. Tucker revenge game.
Yeah, doesn't really do much for me. The acquisitions I like, Lowry, Morris, and the biggest move of the season might be his hero back to normal, okay, that he got the personal life and the models and all that thing worked out because he was awesome in the preseason. And I know a lot of bets most improved in sixth man of the year. That's the biggest thing with the Heat. Last year was just funky. I mean, they got rid of Dragic. He was in the trade though with Lowry, but they just couldn't get on the same page. And they limped in to the playoffs, and they got swept by this Milwaukee team, and only game one was close.
Right.
So the Bucks took them out no problem. So I love Spoelstra, and I think that's a good race for who's going to win that division with Miami or Atlanta, although I lean Hawks. You don't have Portis. You don't have Hood. Holiday should play with the bad heel, but it was no problem in the playoffs last year.
No, they took care of him easily in that matchup. I also think the Heat maybe were feeling the effects of the long run in the previous year in the bubble.
Very good point.
Did not have enough time to maybe recover. And last year was kind of a disappointment then.
Right.
I expect them to bounce back this year. I think they're going to be good.
It's the NBA and it's early. So you're going to see. I'll tell you, that Knicks game was awesome last night.
Oh, was that a
that was a lot of fun. You're going
to
see a lot of funny results when you start the season here. Look what happened to the Suns last night. I mean, please.
And also, like, the Hornets were down by almost 25 points there in the third quarter.
It was that much?
Yeah, and they went on a huge run to take the lead.
Oh, my God.
So.
Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, the other game, they start the doubleheader. Atlanta was 27-11 after they fired their coach and promoted McMillan. They went 23-6 their last 29 home games. But you're also now the hunted. You're not going to sneak up on people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But both things are true. They're still a very good team, and I love their roster. What happens with Trae Young now with the new rules? Maybe nothing. That's something to watch. But again, I do not. Carlisle is a great coach. I don't know about Jason Kidd. And that did not go well in Milwaukee either. But I cannot stand this Dallas roster. I love Cuban. He's great on Shark Tank, my favorite show. Make a move. What are you doing? And that was the thing, too, with Cuban, where he's so stubborn, I don't want to bottom out. In the NBA, the worst thing you can be is average. You got to pick a street. You got to go for it, or you try to tank, or you say, we're going to rebuild. And he never did that.
Nope.
He was content being the 7 or the 8 seed. Last year, they were the 5. Then they got beat by the Clippers. But you have a superstar, one of the best players in the league, and other than that, I can't depend on Porzingis, and I don't really care for the roster. So they also had issues at home. The easy thing is they're in a lousy division, although you're making the case for Memphis yesterday at 4-1. But to me, Atlanta here, -2.5 looks like a good bet.
Yeah.
Dallas did sweep them last year, but they played early, and also I just mentioned everything changed for Atlanta once they made the coaching change.
Yeah, and Atlanta's good. They have a lot of parts. It's not just Trae Young on this team. And I'm very intrigued to watch this game because it's going to be the battle between Trae Young and Luka. That's how it's going to be billed for sure. Laying 2.5 tonight in the game. Total is it's actually 224.5 now, so that ticked down a point. And the other game then on the back end tonight, it's the Clippers at the Warriors. First game here on the season for the Clip joint. No Kawhi, and they're taking on the Warriors, who won two nights ago now in Los Angeles against the Lakers. And the Warriors are 3.5, 226. I'm high on this Warriors team this year.
You should be after what happened against the Lakers. Curry was 5 of 21, and they won the game?
I saw a lot of promising things happen in the preseason as well.
I didn't know this. They brought in Atkinson as an assistant, and I thought that guy got a bad raw deal in Brooklyn.
Okay.
He's respected, so that could really help out as far as coaching and X's and O's.
Because mm-hmm.
It's still, from time to time, Kirk can be a little bit shaky. They did own him in Oracle. They couldn't win in Oracle, rather, the Clippers, but they've had success in that new building, the Chase Center. But without Kawhi, I don't know what this is going to look like, and you don't have Ibaka either. Now, to college, this is, as I mentioned about coaches, Arroyo was the OC at Oregon. He got the job here at UNLV because apparently of what he did with Herbert, which they had him in handcuffs for the last year. It was tough to watch. So he comes over at UNLV, he's 0-12. And this offensive guru, he got the job, right? They're 113th in passing and 99th in rushing. They are 5-1 ATS.
Well, that's where it matters most in our world.
Okay, that's right.
So this year,
they are 5-1, but the offensive numbers are atrocious. But they are also taking on the Spartans, and they were the best story and one of the best stories in college football last year with San Jose State. And this is a coaching mismatch. But you don't have much without Starkle, their quarterback. They hung in there and lost at home in double overtime to San Diego State. But it was 19-13. Look at the total, 45 in this game in the late game, and the Spartans only laying 4.
I'm not going to be surprised if UNLV gets their first win tonight. Because everything you just said about San Jose State. No Starkle, not the same team. UNLV 5-1 ATS. Again, tip my cap to Arroyo for actually covering these numbers. And it sounds silly. The players are definitely fired up about this momentum prop of the slot machine on the sidelines.
Okay.
They were really, really fired up in the game. And they almost beat Utah State.
Okay, yeah.
Right? They almost had their... Like,
they're getting close.
Like, they're on the edge here to winning one of these games.
Okay.
Tonight might be it.
I'll tell you who isn't close is Arkansas State. There are 4 college games tonight. Now, we love college football, but man, some of these are tough. Louisiana opened 15. They're up to 18. And you saw how well Lewis played last week, taking out App State, no problem. Butch Jones in Arkansas State, they're giving up 9 yards per play, 46 points per game, and 580 yards a game. Oh, impossible.
Yeah.
9 yards a play they're giving up. That's it, 5-1 against 1-5.
Is that the worst in the country?
Five. Yes, it is.
It's got to be the worst in the country. Yeah.
Yes, it is. That is, wow. That is, oh my God. The total is 70.
You know, that's UConn territory from a couple years ago.
Yeah. That's right.
When UConn allowed a first down on every single play.
Yep. Florida Atlantic.
That was the average.
Yep. So Florida Atlantic opened 2 here at Circa. They're up this. I don't understand this number and this move against Charlotte. It was a close game last year. Charlotte's 4-2. Florida Atlantic's 3-3. They haven't beat anybody in a 5-point move there in that game. And the total's gone up from 54 up to 57. And SMU.
Now they're full touchdown now, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a full 7.
I don't get it. Yeah. I like the dog there. And SMU is 2 touchdowns against Tulane. I know it's a different team now with the quarterback change, but Tulane has 1 win. How the hell did they almost beat Oklahoma on the
right?
That was terrible. But SMU is 14 now in a big total. SMU, one of the 11. No, now we're down to 10. 10 unbeatens left in college football. And Mordecai's a good quarterback. I don't know what to make of him, though. They struggled and actually were outplayed by Navy in their last game.
Yep.
It was a big kickoff return in that one, and they were down big early and came back to win. So they don't
shop around, though, right? Because we're actually now seeing 14.5 at Bet Rivers. Okay, so this number was between 13.5 and 14 for most of the week. And I'll give you an idea of, like, sportsbooks out here in Las Vegas, when they had it at 14, sharps would grab that 14 right away and bring it back down to 13.5. And now at Bet Rivers, it blew all the way through that number. It's up to 14 in the hook.
Yeah.
Oof, man, all right.
They should, yeah, I like it over. Look at, they gave up 61 to Mississippi, 40 to Oklahoma, 52 to East Carolina, and Houston scored 40 on them. That's Tulane.
You want to play a little SMU team total over?
What's that?
I'll get the number here for you. It's
That's not bad.
That or first half team total over with SMU?
Yeah.
I'll look for the numbers here during the commercial break, see what we can find out on that. For the first half anyway, that might not be a bad idea to sprinkle a little bit because the offense is probably going to go nuts here tonight in this game. And what does that tell you about the Sooners?
No kidding. At least defensively.
Yeah.
That also, right.
Especially when we were told yet again that defense is going to be on the up and up so far this year, and not the case. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, LA, and now Denver. Subscribe to your local CityCasts wherever you get your podcasts. How far do you think Coastal Carolina is going to drop in the rankings after losing last night? They're definitely out of the top 25.
No, I don't want to go that far.
Oh, no, I'm talking about what the voters will do.
You think so?
Oh, I think
3-point loss on the road?
I think voters will drop out of the top 25.
It's too bad. Good. I'll tell you, the onside kick, great job.
That was great coaching.
Got them right back in the game, but I thought they're going to run them out. 14-0 like that.
Yep.
I know. The shenanigans in the Bulls game, too. Oh, my God. Very important. They were laying 5.
Yeah.
They're up 6. How did they count that? The guy shot it, it goes off, the red light goes off, the ball's still in his hand. It took 3 minutes to change it, the score after the game.
Well, I would say this, though. Good job by the referees by going to the window, right?
Very important.
And realizing that it should not have counted. They had to do that.
Correct.
Up next, our soccer expert from across the pond, Nigel Seeley, is going to join the program. We'll get his best soccer bets of the weekend coming up.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
So here you go with the SMU team totals tonight, Paulie. We'll get to our buddy Nigel Seeley in 1 second. SMU team total for the first half is 21.5. For the full game, it's 41.5 or 42.
Okay.
Looking at.
Yeah. Yep. Tulane looking at in the 120s defense, 480 yards per game allowed. So I think you're onto something there.
All right, he's heating up now.
Yes, he is.
Our good mate Nigel Seeley joins us from across the pond. Soccer expert. Follow him on Twitter. He is @Seeley_Nigel. You had a great week. last week, my friend. How you doing?
Yeah, very well. Not so good in midweek. I did a bad run in the English leagues, but I did well on the European football. I'm doing okay. I mean, it's I think this is the time now to get on board. This is the time to play because we've got a little bit of form. We know that the form guys are the teams. Very famous gambler once told me never have a bet on English soccer until November the 1st. And on my records heading now, as we stand now, I'm absolutely flat. I haven't won a penny, but I've started to win in the last 3 or 4 weeks. The last 2 months have been successful months. And I think that comes to fruition. I think this now we've got the form. Now teams are a dozen games in. We know who's strong, who's not strong. We know the players who are shining. We know the ones who've got problems behind the scenes as well. So now is a good time to jump on board, I think. I think now we're going to see an upturn in results. But every time I'm ever upbeat in this game for doing it for so long, you know you fall flat on your face, so let's not get too carried away.
No, but I think you're going to go on a run. Yeah. I think you're the GOAT at this. And then last year with the COVID and the pandemic, it was so crazy. You didn't know who was in and out, and then what it was home field worth and all that too. It was so difficult.
Yeah,
I
mean that was the problem. That was the problem. I mean, last year with the pandemic, I know all sports had their different problems, but especially for me in the lower league of level of English football, you don't realize these squads are sort of 15, 16 players in the squad, 17 players at a push. So we were giving out plays on a Wednesday or a Thursday, and by Saturday, four of the squad have gone down with COVID. They haven't got any substitutes, and the players they've got to pull in are 15-year-old, 16-year-old kids. In hindsight, I've never handicapped during a global pandemic. I perhaps should have gone a little bit more careful and cut back, but I stuck with the system, and I thought the system would make money. It did eventually, but we went through some terrible troughs along the way. Now things are a little bit more stable, and you'll see the return. But it was tough. It was tough for everybody. But we showed profit at the end, which is the main thing.
I think we have 16 matches today in Europa. You have an under and a side there. Take it away.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just go for just one game. It's an early kickoff, so bear that in mind. It's 5:45 English time, which will be around about 10:45 in the morning in Vegas. So just bear that in mind. Mitterland against Red Star Belgrade. They may be under the name Krvina Zvezda, but if your books look for them. But I refer to them as Red Star Belgrade. It's a group section in this Europa League. The top team go through. The team that finishes runner-up in the group section goes into a preliminary round to get into the last 16. Red Star Belgrade are top of the group with 2 wins. Mitterland are bottom. They desperately need a win here. Both teams go into this game without their top goal scorer. Mitchelland's goal scorer, Junior Bramado, is injured. And Red Star Belgrade's main midfielder, Katia, is injured. Katia scored in 8 successive matches. And he scored in 3 consecutive Europa League matches as well. Both of them are out. So that brings in the unders for me without their 2 key players. Also, Red Star Belgrade have a lot of injuries. And they may rest a few players as well. And a draw isn't a bad result for them. So I'm leaning towards the home side. Mitchelland on the draw, no bet. If you can get that, I know Bet Rivers have that market available and other books may have that available. But I think draw, no bet, Mitchelland is the bet here. But without both teams' top goal scorer, and there is supposed to be a lot of rain around in Denmark, around about kickoff time, heavy rain, may clear up towards the second half. But with a slippery pitch and with one team having to win the home side and the away team, a draw not being so bad a result, I think all the elements go into an under 2.5 goal bet, and that under 2.5 goes around about -136. And Mitchelland draw, no bet, you may be lucky to get -125 with the bet a push if it is a draw.
Can I spell this quickly for people because it's a tricky name? It's Mitjylland. That's the team you're talking about.
I thought you were asking me to spell Red Star, but Richard, I was going to say Redstar, but no, Mitchelland is absolutely spot on.
No.
They're a Danish league side, and they're very hard, so there you go.
No, but excellent point, though, about Belgrade, because everyone's looking for it, and it's under a different name in a lot of books. I'm glad you pointed that up. All right, to the Prem.
Yeah, I've played on their games a couple of times in the Europa League this season and last season. I've had inundated with people asking me if it's the same side. It is.
Right.
So wherever you cover your book. But Mitchelland, I think you want to get with them at home. I think Red Star Belgrade may have some injury concerns.
At Sealy_Nigel on Twitter, follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. To the Premier League, how about 2 on Saturday? Chelsea, they don't concede. Your thoughts on Chelsea and Norwich and Newcastle and Crystal Palace?
I sound like a broken record, Paulie, when I come on this show. It's always each week Chelsea to win to nil, Chelsea to win to nil. But it's a broken record that keeps cashing for us. I mean, since Tuchel's come in to Chelsea, Chelsea have won 27 matches under his in charge. And 22 of those 27, they've won without conceding. So if Chelsea win, they win without conceding. So if you work out the percentage term, if Chelsea win on that record, it's an 81.48% chance that Chelsea will win without conceding under Thomas Tuchel. I know it's quite random, but if you consider all their games. Well, arguably, in the 27 wins he's had, they've never been a heavier favourite than they are against Norwich. And Norwich are the worst side in the Premier League. And you can get minus 133, minus 142. I saw Bet Rivers were minus 155. If you can get the minus 133, that's a 57.14% chance of happening, or about something that happens 81.48% chance of the time. If you look at Norwich this season, the last two matches, they've drawn 0-0, and they've only scored two goals in the Premier League this season, and they haven't scored on the road in four matches, and they head to Chelsea. And also, they're without their best midfielder, Billy Gilmore, who has been loaned out from Chelsea, the most creative player they have in the team, who can't play because Chelsea will not let him play against his parent club. So, yeah, and it's a broken record. But statistically, Chelsea to win to nil looks a great bet against Norwich.
What about Newcastle and Crystal Palace?
Well, I mean, Newcastle have now become the world's richest football club.
Yes.
And got a new owner, sacked their manager. He was getting so much criticism from it. The fans, they finally sacked him. And I think that's a good thing, because I think that they now play under a little bit of freedom. They've got some good players. I mean, they've got Callum Wilson, a centre forward, who's arguably can get into any top 10 side in the Premier League. Maximin, a quality player as well. So they're good players, but they're just underachieving. And I think now with the cash injection, new owners, it's a big, big boost for them. And they head to Crystal Palace. And they're 3-1 to win at Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace have only won once in the Premier League this season. They're not any great shapes. And I know Newcastle lost 3-2 against Tottenham last time out. But their performances are getting better and better. And I think you may hit Newcastle at a very big price. There is a rumour this morning going around that Frank Lampard, the former Chelsea manager, has been linked with a job. And, you know, there's also talk about Fonseca, the former Roma manager. But when this game plays on it's Sunday, I think. When this game plays, it might be Saturday. When this game is played by tomorrow, they may have a new manager in the stand. They could move that quickly. And I think that the players will play for that manager, especially if it's Frank Lampard. So I think 3-1 is a great bet. Even if you want to bet Newcastle plus a half a goal, you can get -112 with Bet Rivers. That brings in the draw as well. I just think they're undervalued, and you know they're going to hit some form. And, you know, they've got money to spend. Okay. And you may not be able to get that kind of price at lower league two clubs, the lower level clubs like Palace.
Very good. Good luck on that one. 90 seconds. You have 90 seconds. Man U, Liverpool, Sunday, and one match in the lower leagues you like.
Okay, just quickly go through it. Man U, Liverpool just screams goals. I mean, you can go over 2.5, but you're not going to get much money for your money. Over 3.5 goals is, I think it's +162. I quite like that. If you look at Man United conceded 11 times in their last 12 matches. And Liverpool's last five matches, over 3.5 the goals has cashed in every single game. Man United, 12 matches this season, 47 goals, averaging 3.9 per game for Liverpool matches, And Manchester United, 38 goals in 12 matches, averaging 3.16, which is 3.53 combined. Got extreme goals. And in the lower leagues, I'm going to go for Luton to beat Hull. Luton, really, really excited that are doing a brilliant job. Nathan Jones, a brilliant manager, very sort of underrated by the bookmakers. They've scored at least two goals in five of their last six matches, and they host Hull at the weekend, who have failed to score on the road in their last four. I think the difference in attacking ability makes Luton a bet at -110. So over 3.5 goals, Liverpool v Manchester United, and Luton to beat Hull in the Championship at -110.
Follow him on Twitter at Seely_Nigel. You're the best, lad. Best of luck this week.
Yeah, take care. Have a good one.
Nigel Seely. There you go. First hour, Follow the Money, is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. We'll go from the soccer world to Best Bets in College Football. Professional sports bettor Paul Stone gives out three bets on the show coming up next.
The Bet Rivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes Bet Rivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older? Book. 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 Must be 21 or older?